We're up to, I think, somewhere over here, Parashas Nosai. We're almost up to Revi. Nosai, Perek. Okay, two more psukim. I think two more psukim for the Sugya. And then we start Saita. Okay, by the way, tomorrow there's no Shir. Reb Lazer, tomorrow there's no Shir. Tomorrow, maybe God.
Yeah.
The wedding, okay, so very good, so good timing. Mayor, there's no share tomorrow. You have also a wedding mayor tomorrow? I have to go to Bar Mitzvah tomorrow. I got to go to Bar Mitzvah. All right, we're up to over here to Chamishi. What's Chamishi? We're in Chamishi. We're up to over here. Daber, Ish Kis, where are we? English, go over here. Up to Pasik Tess. Perek Hey Pasik Tess. Perek Hey Pasik Tess. Pasik says, V'chol Tirumol L'chol Kotche V'nei Yishol Asher Yakuivu L'kohen Lo Yiyah. What does that mean? V'chol Tirumol, all Tirumol. Yes, Shir in the morning. No Shir tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. There's no...
Okay.
Tomorrow night, who learned Siddur. I should have prepared Siddur today, but I don't have koyach. Can't keep my eyes open. I don't know why. I'm just can't keep my eyes open lately. V'chol Tirumol L'chol Kotche V'nei Yishol Asher Yakuivu L'kohen Lo Yiyah. What does this mean? Pasuk Tes. Look at Rashi. Rashi v'chol truma. Omar Rebbe Yishmol v'chi truma makriven l'koyein. It says here in this pasuk that when truma, pashup shah, what does truma mean? Truma means grain. You have grain and you have an obligation to give 1/50th of the produce truma to the koyein. So the pasuk says v'chol truma l'chol kodshei v'nei Yishmol asher yakrivu l'koyein lo yiyah. So Rashi says, what's going on? Are you makriv? The Yisrael doesn't give it to the Kohen Pumfakert. The Kohen comes to take it from the Yisrael. So Rashi over here is revealing over here something very, very interesting, which I don't think is understood. And that is, when it comes to truma, the one that has the upper hand is the owner, not the Kohen. And it appears that it was the Kohen that would come to the Baal HaBayis and basically beg him or ask him or hang around so that the Baal HaBayis would give the Kohen some truma. Now, if that's the case, then this pasuk is incorrect, because the pasuk says Asher Yakrivu LaKohen. It sounds like that the Kohen, that the Yisrael, the Baal HaBayis, is searching high and low. He's looking for a Kohen to mekayim the mitzvah of Truma. So again, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, V'chi Truma Makrivin LaKohen, V'haloi Hu HaMachzir Acharecha LeBeis HaGomes, V'ma Tamaloi Mar Asher Yakrivu LaKohen. Answer is, Elu HaBikurim. I don't know what to do with it. Tamuloimar la kohen lo ye bokos of a limit alabikurim sheyu nitonin la kohen. Okay, it's a little bit straight. Rashi over here is telling us, first of all, Yisoid, that when it says in the Torah the word teruma, you have to be very careful, because many times the word teruma in the Torah refers to bikurim, the first fruits. In fact, I once read a beautiful, beautiful drasha. Certain things that are so nice, you never forget them. 99% of what I learn, I forget. But certain things that are so good, you don't forget. And that is a drasha, a Siyum HaShas. And what's the drasha? What's the first Mishnah? The first Mishnah Shas is Me'emosai Koirin Shema Ba'arvis. What is the answer? Misha Sha'akoyhanim Nichnosin Le'echol bit rumasan. So what does that mean? It means truma. You give the coin truma. Truma is holy. Coin has to be tar. So I saw a whole pilpul that the word truma in the very first Mishnah in Shas is not referring to truma. It is referring to bikurim. And that makes a lot of sense, because when you start learning Shas, you learn about the first fruits. It's the beginning. The first beginning of Shas is like Bikurim. It's the very, very beginning. Many times in the Chumash, when it says the word teruma, it means bikurim. Bikurim are the property of the kohen to the degree that he can then give it to whoever he wants. Once you give the bikurim to the kohen, if the kohen wants to repackage the bikurim and give it to someone else, fine. What goes on Purim? You give someone mishloach monos. And what does he do? He opens up the bag, he takes out whatever's inside, and he repackages it. He recycles. Right? He recycles the mishloach monos. When you give a kohen teruma, he cannot do that. The teruma has sanctity, and he's not allowed to give it to other people. He keeps it for himself and eats it. But when you give a kohen bikurim, he can do with it whatever he wants. He can repackage it and re-gift it. So here the Pasuk here says, v'chol truma, l'chol kosher v'nei Yisrael, any bikurim of all of the holy things of the Jewish people, asher yakrivu la'kohen, that you give to the kohen, lo yiyeh. It's his to keep. It's the kohen's to keep. Nachem all the words of the Rashi, v'chol truma, that because the Parashas Bikurim in Parashas Kitzavai, all it says is you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you put it before the Mizbech and you wave it with the coin, you wave it up and down and you recite the Psukim. But after you finish the ceremony, what do you do with the bikurim? What do you do with it? Doesn't say what you do with the bikurim after you finish the bikurim. Along comes this pasuk and this megala that after you do the ceremony of bikurim, you give it as a gift, a complete, total gift to the kohen to keep, and he can do with it whatever he wants. Unlike teruma, it has sanctity. And he's not able to do it to whatever he wants. He has to treat it with sanctity. He's limited. Okay, now what is over here in the Targum? On this Pasuk test, L'chol afra shusa l'chol kudshaya, anything that you separate regarding all holy matters, divnei Yisrael, that come from the Jews, di karvun l'chohana, that you bring near to the Kohanim, dileyehe, it says. Okay, what are the chidushim over here on Pasuk test? So on the bottom, you don't have the safe, unfortunately. It would be good if we could have, again, only have a small shia. I should get this to everyone. Okay, delay yehei. Shalo yehei. Targum loy shalo v'chikos v'ashi li mishmeres. Okay, it doesn't seem to say anything over here that's going to be over here. Help us over here. All right, now we come to the last pasuk of this section. The ish es kodoshav lo yehiu. Ish ashayite lakoyim lo yeh. What is that pasuk? The pasuk is ish es kodoshav lo yehiu. Lefi shenemru manos kuna ulviha yachal. I would think yavo v'yitlum bizroya. Once we know that a person has an obligation to give gifts to the kohanim and the levim, this truma, this bikurim, this truma, ma'aseri shoy ma'aser sheni ma'aser ani. Maybe the kohen, the levi, the ani can come to your home and can physically force you, the Baal HaBayis, to give them the gifts. Lefi shenemru matnoi skuna ulevia yachal. I would think yavohu v'yitlum bezroya, that the koyham and the levim and the poor can take it again with force. Talmud loyma v'ish es kadosh kidoshav lo yihyu magid shetoivas hanaosan leboolim. Okay, so this pasuk here is saying that it's yours. It's saying that all of the holy things, to a degree, are the property of the Baal HaBayis, where he's able to get some kickback. This is the sugya of getting kickbacks for your services. Now, what do we mean by that? What do we mean by that? What is the halacha? Who do you give truma to a kohen? Here's a shaila. What happens if the Kohen says, Baal HaBayis, you have truma. The truma that you have on the market is worth $100. You can give the truma to any Kohen that you want amongst the Jewish people. You're going to suffer a $100 loss. Because if you were to eat the truma for yourself, you'd keep it for yourself, you would be in the bank account, you would have an additional $100. If I were to go to the store and buy food, it would cost me $100. So I have a deal for you, a great deal. Give it to me, and I'll give you $20. Okay, if you have in your possession truma worth $100, you're going to lose the $100 because you're going to go to a kohen, you're going to walk down the street, and you're going to ask, where is the local kohen? I have truma, I have to give it to a kohen. So where is there a kohen out there? You can go to any kohen that you want. And usually when you give it to the kohen, you get nothing in return. You don't get anything in return. I'm a kohen. I need to feed my family. We're kohanim. We need truma. Problem is, people don't like me. No one's giving me truma. So I have to go to the store and buy food, and it's going to cost $100. You anyway, ze nene, v'ze lechosar. So you know what? Give me, I will give you $20 so that you will give me your truma that's worth $100. Great idea. Isn't that a good idea? So the halacha is, if you do that, you go to jail. That is awesome. You're not allowed to charge money from a kohen for the right to give it to him, because you're making the truma into a business. However, there is something you can do. And that is, let us say, a man is a Yisrael, and he's married, and he has a child. And the child, he has a daughter, let's say for Arnie, he has a daughter. And his daughter marries a kohen. And now he has grandchildren. So this man's grandson is a kohen. So the grandfather, who anyway supports his grandchildren, because he lives in the 21st century, and you have to pay the bills for all the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the great-great-great-grandchildren, Minig America. So the grandfather goes to the kohen, and he says to the kohen, he goes to a balabayis, and he says, you have a lot of truma. Give your truma to my grandson, the kohen, and I'll give you $20. Get a kickback. My grandson's going to have to go to the store and spend $100 to buy food. You have in your possession $100 of truma. You're planning to give it to the kohen across the street. You're going to lose $100 because that's the halacha. I have a grandson that desperately needs food. I was anyway going to support him and give him the $100, but you do me a tremendous taiva. I, the grandfather, I'm a Yisrael. I will give you $20 and give your truma of $100 to my grandson, the Kohen. This you are allowed to do, because you're not taking money directly for the truma. For the Kohen, the grandson, to come to the Baal HaBayis and say to the Baal HaBayis, here is $20, please give me the $100 of truma that you're anyway planning to give to a Kohen. Give it to me. That is categorically forbidden. You're making truma into a business. But the grandfather, who is a Yisrael, is permitted to give $20 to the Baal HaBayis so that the Baal HaBayis will direct his giving of the truma to his grandson, the Kohen. Now, this is very interesting, because in the modern world, if you construct a situation like this, you'd go to jail. Right, this is like very unethical. This is what goes on in government. This is what goes on in the Biden family, and in the Obama family, and by corrupt politicians. They go and make many multiple shell companies, and money goes from place to place in order to try to hide the bribe money. You give me this, and then I'm in a position of power. Right, I'm the president of the United States. I can go and I can award contracts to whoever I want. So if you go and you give me money, or you give my son money, or my grandson money, or my sister-in-law money, and we'll make sure no one knows about it, because we'll create make-believe shell companies, it's called racketeering. This is called racketeering. So it's a pella that in the Torah this is permitted. It's very interesting, this type of mahalach, it really needs to be understood that a grandfather, lichatchila, is allowed to approach a Baal HaBayis and give him money so that the Baal HaBayis will direct his truma to his grandson. Mama Shapella. For the Kohen himself to give money to the Baal HaBayis, that's awesome. But for the grandfather, who is a Yisrael, that's mutter. What's the chilek? It's a business. You make it into a business. I don't know. This needs a very deep understanding to appreciate why it's like that. How do you know it's mutter? This pasuk that we were zeicher to learn tonight on Wednesday. What's today?
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. This pasuk that we were zeicher to learn tonight on Wednesday. I said Wednesday. Why did I had this flash that it was Tuesday? Can't be Tuesday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Today, Hayoim Yom Revi B'Shabbos. Why did I think for a second it was Tuesday? I have no idea. I'm very, very tired. That's why. So this halacha that we learned just now, that we learned tonight, where is the source? I would never, ever know the answer to this question if not for the fact that Ablazer is so kind to come and learn with me at this time and force me to study this matter and dwell upon, even though, you know, I learned the Rashis this week. I spent a lot of time on Rashi. I take exams on Sunday morning at 9:45. Exams. I love it. But, you know, I don't really dwell upon it. Here we're learning together the Rashi. Oh, now you appreciate, this is the Makar. The Makar that a grandfather, a Yisrael, is allowed to charge money, is allowed to give money to the Baal HaBayis so that the Baal HaBayis will direct his giving of the Truma to his grandson, comes from here. This is called Toivas Hana. The Baal HaBayis has in his possession grain that on the market is worth $100. He has to give it as a gift to a Kohen, but he can get a kickback. What's the kickback called? Toivas Hana. That is the rabbinic term for a kickback. Toivas Hana. You can give it to anyone who you want. There are hundreds of thousands of Kohanim that are eligible to get the $100 gift certificate of Truma. But if you give it to my grandson, you're going to get a kickback of $20. So that $20 is called Toivas Hana. And the Baal HaBayis lechatchila, without any reservation, is allowed to accept that money. And how do you know it? This pasuk. This pasuk says V'ish. The ish here is a Yisrael. This is the Baal HaBayis. Es Kodoshav. Kodoshav here means the Truma, the Maiser Ani, all of the gifts that he is required to give. Lo Yihyu. They belong to him. What? They don't belong to him. Truma, it doesn't belong to you. That's not yours. It doesn't belong. You have to give it away. No, you have an ownership in it, not that you can eat it, but that you can accept cash from a Zaydeh, who's a Yisrael, so that you give it to their grandson, who is a Kohen. It's yours in regard to the ownership of the Toivas Hana. The Ish Es Kodoshav is holy matters, which here means Truma. Lo Yihyu, it's yours. Ish, this man, Asher Yitain, and the pasuk repeats itself. Ish, this man, Asher yitein lakohen, lo yiyye. It's yours. Let's read the Rashi one more time. Rashi says, v'ish es kodoshav lo yiyyu, l'fi shenemu matnois kohuna v'levi yachol yavo v'yitlum bezroya. I would think that the Kohanim can come and force you to give it up, to relinquish, to give it up for free. Talmud Loimar, no, they can't force you to let go. V'ish es kodoshav lo yiyyu, it's mine. I have a monetary ownership in the Truma. What is that monetary ownership? Toivas hana, the going rate for the kickback. Magid, she toivas hana osan laba olim. The owner can accept money from a Yisrael where to direct his gift. Hevi'oid midrashim harbe darshu by b'sifri. There are many other drashos on this pasuk. Medrash agada, then he tells us a medrash agada. V'ish es kodoshav lo yiyu, mi shema'akav ma'as roisav ve'einoi noisnan. If a person does not give truma, ma'aser, lo yiyu ha'ma'asreis. What do you mean lo yiyu? The end is going to be, he's going to become poor, and he's going to be a recipient of ma'aser oni. Soif, she'ein sodei oise elo, in other words, ordinarily your field will produce 100% and you'll give away 10%. If you don't give the gifts, you know what's going to happen? Your field will only produce 10%. It's going to be like you're the one getting the maaser. You should keep for yourself under ordinary conditions 90% and give away 10%. Now you don't want to give the gifts, so Hashem is going to bring it about that your crop, your field is not going to produce, it will only produce 10%. Oh, so all you'll have is 10%. Well, maybe you'll say it'll produce, after you give away your maaser, you'll have exactly left 10%. That's a drasha. Now, what about the last part of the pasuk? Ish ashayitein lakoyin, mat matonos saruyos lo, lo yiye mamon harbe. Okay, so if you want a segula for ashirus, this is the aliyah to get the Shabbos. You get the third aliyah, you get shlishi, lo yiye. I'll tell you a secret, not a secret. This Shabbos, I'm davening somewhere, and I suspect coming to this minyan is going to be one of the wealthiest people in this country. I'm not joking. Let's see which aliyah they give him. Check back with me. Mary, you listening? Mary, you hear me? Check back with me on Sunday. Let's see. Sunday. I suspect, I don't know for sure, but this Shabbos, I'm going to be somewhere, there's going to be a simcha, and I suspect this person's going to be there, one of the wealthiest people in the frum world for sure. He's probably the wealthiest frum person, Shomer Shabbos person in America, very possibly. And he could be the richest man in the whole America. I don't really know. I'm saying that, I don't know, but if not for the richest, he's no top 10, he's way up there. Let's see which aliyah he gets. Lo yihye momon harbe. So that's a drasha. If a person gives ish ashayitem la kohen, you give the gifts that you're supposed to give. Lo yihye momon harbe.
He can go to the Sfaradi shul. He can get a kohen also.
He can get a kohen also? I don't know. Let's see. Okay. I wonder what aliyah. Now, if they give him this aliyah, it's not because the people that are giving out the aliyahs are paying attention to the Rashi. That's for sure. It'll be potluck. They're for sure going to give him an aliyah if he comes. Question is, what aliyah will they give him? Maybe shlishi? Why not? Shlishi? Give him shlishi. If they give him shlishi, it just goes to show. The rich get. I said that. I'm a shishi. They asked you, what are you? Are you a guest in a shul? Are you a kohen?
Yeah,
Are you a Levi? Are you Yisrael? None of the above. Uh-huh. I'm a Shishi. Okay, in a shul where the Shishi is more chashav, it depends what you know, by the Litvaks, Shlishi is more chashav. Only by the Hasidim is Shishi more chashav. So it's a good joke. All right, so here, that's the one look at the puzzle here says, V'ish es kadoshav lo yiyu. So Rashi here basically taught us three halachas. The Pashav Shavu here is telling us over here the halacha that when it comes to the Truma and Meiser, you're the Balabayas, you own it. L'may nafkamin that you own it. L'may nafkamin that you own it. Nafkamin that lo yiyeh means that you can charge money. If someone says, do me a toiva, give your Truma to so-and-so, pay. Give me $20. Then I'll give away $100 to so-and-so. I'll only end up losing $80. You know, this goes on all the time. I don't know what's legal. You know, there's certain organizations. I don't know if people do this. There are certain companies, I don't know what goes on today, where they have to go, you know, they have to show that they give tzedakah charity. And they give every one of their workers, they tell them, okay, we the company are giving away, you know, a big company, an accounting firm, a law firm, and they have to go and they have to show the world, just like they have to show that they have a meshugayim who work for them, you know, diversity, what are they, diversity, D-I-E, diversity, inclusion, equity, is it Rashi Tevis, D-I-E, diversity, inclusion, and equity. You have to show on your scorecard to I don't know to who. I don't understand this. I don't understand who they're so afraid of, all these companies. Budweiser has to show DIE. We're diverse, we have inclusion, and we have equity. You have to, who are you showing? Who are you trying to show this to? I don't know. I don't know who you're afraid of. Who are you afraid of? It cost them billions of dollars, losses, Target, all these mishugayim, achleisnesh. So many companies, they have to, they're giving charity. We're giving $1 million of charity. And they tell the workers, you decide who you want to give the charity to, and we'll give it to whoever you want. So can you imagine all these organizations, they come to you and they say, listen, your company is giving charity, you have a vote, and you know they give to different charities, and if you give the vote, we, the yeshiva, will get $20,000. So you know what? We'll give you a kickback. We'll give you $1,000 to vote for us. So we'll end up getting $20,000. So we'll have $19,000. So we'll walk away with $19,000, and you'll walk away with $1,000. Now, if you do this, and you get caught, they'll fire you, and you'll be in the newspapers, and you'll never get another job, and it's a chil Hashem, and you may even go to prison. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, right? And this is a very standard thing. I know a company, a goyisha company, and the goyisha company wants to give charity, and they let the employees decide who to give charity. And there are from people who work these companies, and they tell them, give them to Tamche Shabbos. Give it to Tamche Shabbos, the poor people don't have what to eat. Give the money to Hatzalah. Give the money to Karen Aniyim. Give the money, Chreis, to Koil El Chazoinish. And they write out a check. They write out a check to Tamche Shabbos. So let's say, Chas Hashem, Tamche Shabbos would say, listen, we're anyway not getting the money, and there are many competitors. Do us a toiva, we'll give you a kickback. You do this, you go to jail. You're done. You're toast. You're mamish toast. Yet, it says here in this pasuk, mamish, that's what you do. I have teruma. There are a lot of poor kohanim. Kohanim were generally very poor. They're not parnasa. And they relied upon these gifts. I have a grandson. Give it to him, and I'll give you a kickback. Now again, you can't do it directly. You can't take the money directly, whatever, but direct the money. And you can do this lichatchila. That's what the pasuk is coming here to teach you. The ish es kodoshav lo yihiyu. You can do it directly. And then he taught us over here a drasha. What was the drasha? The ish es kodoshav. If a person What was the drasha? The medrash agada was that if a person keeps it for himself, the ish es kadoshav, which he jarshin, the ish es kadoshav lo yiyu misha ma'akev ma'ashoysa ve'inu noisin lo yiyu lo is ma'akev. He keeps the kadoshav for himself. The end's going to be, he's going to become poor. Lo yiyu, what he was meant to give is going to be, going to boomerang, and what he was meant to give, that's the amount that he's going to end up with. Hashem will cause that 90% of his crop will go down the drain, and all he'll be left with at the end of the day is 10%, the same amount that he was supposed to give to someone else. Now that's all you're going to get. Two perushim on the first part of the pasuk, the halacha, the medrash halacha, and the medrash agada. This is very, very nice. Because over here, you see over here, Rashi brings out this point that there's something called medrash halacha and medrash agada. Rashi, the od midrashim harbei darshubo bisifrei. Sifrei is what's called the medrash halacha. Okay, sifrei means two books. There's a medrash halacha on Bamidbar, and the Medrash Halacha on Devarim. And the two of them together are called the Sifrei. Not the Sifri, the Sifrei. There's the Mechilta. The Mechilta is the Medrash Halacha on Shemos. And then there is Taras Kohanim. That's the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. And then the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim is called the Sifrei. There is no Medrash Halacha on Bereshis and on the first half of Shemos, because there is no halacha. There's virtually no halacha in Bereshis. Okay, you'll say Pru Revu, and you'll say Brismila, but generally there's not much. So there is no Medrash halacha on Chumash Bereshis and Chumash in the first half of Chumash Shemos. The Medrash halacha starts with Parshas Bo. HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Reish Chodoshim. That's the first halacha. And Medrash Halacha and Chumash Shemos is called the Mechilta. Vayikra is called the Sifra, or called the Teras Kohanim, and the Sifrei is the Medrash Halacha in Bamidbar and Shemos. So he writes over here, I just told you one Medrash Halacha, and there are many more ideas that come from this pasuk in the Sifrei. And now there's a Medrash Agada, Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah is one, every one of the Chumashim. And there's a beautiful drasha, and the drasha is a homily. Homiletics is a person does not want to give the gifts to the Kohanim Levim, then what he was supposed to give to them is what the end is going to be, what he keeps for himself. And then we dash in the end of the pasuk, and that is, he just says it's stam. The end of the pasuk says, Isha Shayitim La Kohen, giving you a blessing. If you give a gift to the Kohen, Lo Yeh. Mamon Harbe. Very nice. Okay, now let's see over here the Targum. The Targum over here on Pasuk Yud says, Ugivar Yos Ma'asar Kud Shohi Dile Yehe Givar, a man, Yos Ma'asar. Now what does that mean, Ma'asar? Pasuk Yud, Ugivar Yos Ma'asar Kidosh Ki Kud Shohi. It sounds like he tithes. Now, it does not say that word in the pasuk. That word has been injected into the pasuk by the Targum. Yehei givar, givar yos maser kud shohid delay. Yehei givar di yitain lichohanoya delay yehei. I don't know what that means altogether. Let me over here, it says over here in the side of the, oh, it's a ganze josh over here. Okay, very rare at Tumblebee, so let's go over here. Masar kidoshi le'el tergim kudshei avuchacha hoisef hamila masar. Kos Raman, hanachem b'chosef azeh sheyoymar shekol kodshei ha'odom yiyu shaloi. Loymar shekol hakodoshim shelo yitzaveh bohem litein oisam lakohen yiyu labolim mehem mutonim bohem. Af al pi shenikru kodesh v'hinei masar sheni she'ama bohem kakosef sheyu kodesh la'ashem heim le'ish kinmoinoi v'chei maaseh behema. וזה הנוכן כפשוטו ילכו דעתו של אונקלוס ובדרך זו נדרש בספרי גוולדה כמו במשך מהחוכמה לאונקלוס ניחה לושן במיקרו לא יהיו the Mikarbon Shlamim Nitain Hachozeva Shek Lakoyanim Umichulin Umichulin Matnois, the Zeroya, Luchem Yakeva Koyam, Kodshe Kodashim Kul Makoyanim, Levad Maisa Behemo, the Kuloy Labo Olim. Wow. With a Sifrael Possigra called Doshacho, Asher Yulcha, Levin Azai Kosta Medabra, Maisa Behemo. Masha Kosov Yulucha Yalov Shain Maisa Behema Noyeg Meshutfis. Okay, so we're saying over here is a Zoy, according to Unkelus. We have here a Machlaikis, Rashi, and Unkelus. According to Unkelus, there is no source, he's not telling us a source from this Pasik for kickbacks. And this Pasik is coming to tell you over here is there are many different types of kadoshim, and we're really specifically focusing on Maasar Behema. Every tenth animal you bring as a korban to Hashem. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, and you burn the forbidden fats, and all of its meat, everything, is eaten by the owner of the animal in Yerushalayim. Likewise, Meiser Sheni. So over here, it's telling over here is, the Ish Es Kodoshav, a man who has in his possession holy things. Lo Yihyeh, it's yours. In other words, the previous Pasuk Tes, is discussing holy things that you have an obligation to give to the Kohanim. But there are other holy things that you have no obligation to give to the Kohanim, and you can keep for yourself. Namely, Maiser Sheni and Maiser Behema. Maiser Sheni, what do you do with it? You bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it. And you don't give anything, not even a crumb, to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the Ani. It's yours. It's holy. It's Maiser Sheni. You go to Yerushalayim and you go to the mikvah and you eat it in a state of Tahara. And then there's also Maiser Behema, which you offer as a korban. And he points it over here on the side. It's a very important insight. Not too many people know this. When you bring Kodshei Kodoshim, all of the meat of Kodshei Kodoshim goes to the Kohanim. The Yisraelim get zero. When you bring Kodshei Kalim, it appears that you all look like a korban shlamim. Most of the meat goes to the Yisraelim, but you must give the Kohen this, you must give him the chozeh v'shoik, the chest and the leg. So when it comes to kodshei kalim, you cannot apply this pasuk lo yihyu, because you do not get to keep the entire animal. When you bring kodshei kadoshim, you get zero. And even when you bring Kodshim Kalim, you have to give the Shoik and the Chozeh to the Kohanim. Now let's say you have an animal of Chulin. What is the halacha? You have to give the Zeroya, Lichoyayim, and the Keva. So even an animal of Chulin, you have to give away some of the animal to the Kohanim. When do you have a hechatimsa of having an animal and getting to keep the whole animal for yourself? This is amazing. An amazing halacha. Mayor, go out now to Avenue J, stop everyone on the street and ask them this question and see who gets the answer right. When do you have a situation where a Yisrael owns an animal and is able to keep the entire animal for himself, give nothing away? Because if it's Kodshim Kodoshim, you give the whole thing to the Kohen. If it's Kodshim Kalim, like a Karman Shlamim, and I'm assuming a Toida, maybe also, I'm assuming what other Kodshim Kalim? Chagiga? You have to give to the Kohanim the Chozeh V'Shoik, two parts of the animal. If it's Chulin, you also may Iker Hadin have to give the Kohen part of the animal, the tongue, and the stomach, and the zeroya. one of the legs. So every time you have an animal, you're always giving it away. You're very generous. Is there ever a situation where a Yisrael is allowed to keep the animal for himself entirely? The tongue, the stomach, the zeroya, the chaze, and the shaik? Yes, one time. Maiser behema. Every tenth animal, you put it with a pen, and you mark it with a line. Oh, this is maiser behema. What do? The only restriction is you can't eat it as chulin. You can't eat it in Tel Aviv. You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and slaughter it and eat it inside Yerushalayim in a state of Kedusha, but you eat the entire animal. It's all yours. So that's what this pasuk says. The ish, a man, es kadoshav, with regard to his holy item, referring specifically to a karbon, a ma'aser behema, lo yihyu, it's yours, lo yihyu, ish asher yitein lakohen, lo yiyeh. Okay, so what does the Targum again say? Gvar yas ma'aser kudsho, that's what the Targum says. The Targum over here says exactly this. Ish a man, Pasuk Yud, Ish a man, Gvar Yos Masar. If he tithes, could show he his animals and sets aside one animal as Maises Kodesh, Maises Behema, delay Gvar, period. It shall be his, period. Gvar Yidin Lichahana, a man who gives to the Kohen, delay yehei, what does that mean? I guess it means that whatever you give to the Kohen, he keeps. There are things that you keep for yourself, and there are things that the Kohanim keep. The ish, as kadosh of lo yiyu, shatir gebunkulis b'maisa behema. And what's the end of the pasuk? The end of the targum, I guess. And there are things that you give to the Kohanim, they keep it. You keep yours, they keep theirs. Shalom al Yisrael. Something along those lines. All right, this really needs more heads, but we're out of time. I'll have to stop here. Thank you very much for learning with me. Have a wonderful night, Rabbi Sain. Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Lezer. There's no shir tomorrow. Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, unfortunately tomorrow there's not going to be a shir. Maievsky also is not available tomorrow, so we're not going to have a shir tomorrow. Heshi, no shir tomorrow. Mayor, there is no shir tomorrow. If you want to come with me, Mayor, to the Bar Mitzvah, come. Have a good meal.
Oh, okay. Who's Bar Mitzvah?